Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KYW Original Podcasts.
The founder of a new vegan cafe in Ardmore says his juicing business has really taken off during the pandemic and points out that these are juices that they're keeping in stock in the new cafe.
Where before everyone's like, yeah, I know you should eat healthy and be in shape and et cetera, but I really want to go out to happy hour, you know, so I'm going to go do that. And now they're saying, wow, like this could be my life on the line and I should really start to think about how I'm treating myself.
So what's the number one tip for optimal health? He says the answer is likely something your grandmother told you. Keep it here on the podcast for the answer. This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW. I'm Hadass Kuznets with FJ Leto, founder of Juice Doctor and Blue Pearl Cafe. Blue Pearl Cafe is, I understand, your first brick and mortar in Ardmore, Pennsylvania. So tell me a little bit about the new cafe and how you incorporate the Juice Doctor juices.
Sure, yeah. So our new cafe called Blue Pearl Cafe is on Rittenhouse Place in Ardmore. It is a full plant-based cafe. We have Rival Brothers Coffee, great local Philly coffee company, a full line of teas and custom tea blends we've made ourselves, organic smoothies, a plant-based food menu, and then of course we have a full fridge of Juice Doctor organic cold pressed juices. And Blue Pearl is the only place currently you can get Juice Doctor on demand.
And Juice Doctor is their juices that you have served at other places?
Yeah, Juice Doctor, we're going on our sixth year, and we mainly do a direct-to-consumer subscription service. So we deliver fresh juices all over the Philadelphia area. We deliver cleanses. We also do a limited amount of wholesale. And you can find those all around the city and the suburbs. Less right now due to COVID. But before COVID, we were at a bunch of different locations around the area.
I understand some of the locations were some gyms.
Yeah, we've worked with gyms, yoga studios, mainly cafes were our kind of best partners and country clubs. But we've worked with, a huge variety of different businesses over the years.
So I'm assuming you took a hit because of COVID on that aspect of your business. Is that right?
Yeah, we definitely took a huge hit on that, partially due to the climate and partially due to our own decision of just not really wanting to, push the limit and have that element of our business necessarily running during a time where everyone was very cautious about all this stuff. So we turned wholesale totally off for a couple months, and we've brought it back for a very select few of our partners that we know and we trust and we have a great strategic partnership with.
So how do you turn that around during a pandemic? And even though it's a pandemic, you say, oh, we're going to open a new place now anyway.
Well, it's a good question. So how we turned it around was, it was really just kind of sitting down and saying, okay, so this is happening. It's not going away. And we sell products that actually help people get healthier. It is proven to boost people's immune system. And we do it in a way that is as easy as possible for people to consume and purchase because we drop it off at their doorstep in a refrigerated truck. So we're either going to double down and go for it, or we're just going to do what a lot of other businesses in our industry did and just say, okay, like, this is too risky. We're going to either, you know, lay everybody off or furlough everyone or just close down completely. And we chose to go for it. And what happened was, you know, great support from our current customer base. And then just a huge increased interest from our community who wanted these products delivered to them. So pretty much over the course of April, our entire wholesale business was subsidized by our new subscription business, our new people signing up and people buying cleanses. So that's really, you know, it was that decision to go for it. That was the big turning point, and it, you know, paid off for us. We also launched a new product during that time called Immunity Boxes, which is a doctor recommended mix of organic fruits and vegetables proven to put your body at optimal health and therefore your immune system. So we launched that during that time as well, which helped tremendously. And as far as opening Blue Pearl goes, we were going to open in the middle of March, and we were not allowed to, you know, thank goodness, from the health department. They just they had closed, so they weren't doing any more certificates of occupancy. But at, you know, when July rolled around, we kind of just said, look, there's going to be no good time to open this in any type of foreseeable future. So we're either doing it or we're not doing it. And it was kind of the same mentality as saying, look, we're offering organic plant-based meals, whole food plant-based meals. These are the best way to get yourself healthy, boost your immune system. And we're either doing it or we're not doing it. So we just said, let's rip the Band-Aid off. We're opening. And, you know, it's going to work or it's not going to work, but we're not going to wait anymore and just keep our fingers crossed.
Now, I understand that you actually won some sort of a grant from the city of Ardmore for new businesses to start a new business.
Yeah, so we applied. Ardmore Initiative has a startup grant that's offered by the government. And we applied almost a year ago now. And they awarded it to us, and they give it to businesses that they, you know, that align with their strategic vision of Ardmore and businesses they want in the area. So it was really, you know, really a godsend that we got that grant.
You got that grant. You're ready to open. COVID shut you down, and you're like, okay, what are we going to do? And then you open.
In a nutshell, yes.
I mean, aside from COVID, what have been some of the biggest challenges?
It's really the unpredictability. Kind of like every week's a different week with not just our customers, but our staff. You know, their lives changing, what they need to do. So it's really the big challenge is just having some sense of stability in this time where there really is none, and keeping everyone focused on the vision and the mission and keeping their energy high and the morale high, and just knowing that we're doing something that's genuinely really good. We're doing it in a really good, high quality way. And because we're doing that, we just need to keep our eye on the vision that we're making a difference. And however this is going to shake out in the end, it's going to shake out well for us. And just really keeping focused on that.
Has COVID emphasized what you're doing, like really shown you like this is what you're supposed to be doing? Because all of the studies say that obesity is one of the factors that lead to worse outcomes for COVID. And you are really like a plant-based, juice-based, fruits and vegetables company.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's kind of validated a lot of what we've been doing over the past 6 years. And, you know, mainly because people are, their ears are open now. They're willing to listen, where before everyone's like, yeah, I know you should eat healthy and be in shape and et cetera, but I really want to go out to happy hour, you know, so I'm going to go do that. And now they're saying, wow, like this could be my life on the line, and I should really start to think about how I'm treating myself. And it's not just obesity. I mean, the biggest factor for overall health and longevity, as well as a boosted immune system, is eating 10 plus servings of fruits and vegetables every day, where most Americans or most West people in a Western world are struggling to eat one. And if they're eating one, it's probably French fries or tomato sauce on their pizza, which counts as a serving of vegetables. So there, we're as a whole really far off the mark. And what our products have always done is try to compact that health requirement, those 10 servings, into the tastiest, simplest way to consume them without at all destroying the nutritional value, meaning like dehydrating it into a pill or making it into a supplement or a syrup or, you know, a droplet. It's just still fruits and vegetables, organic whole food fruits and vegetables, just in different forms that are either tastier or easier to consume. And that message, I think, is just a lot more widely received at this point.
Does it affect the nutritional value if you take a fruit or vegetable and you blend it down to a smoothie?
Not at all. You're just essentially eliminating some of your body's work for digesting it. It's like, I think of it almost like, you know, adult baby food. You know, if you take an apple and a peach and blend it into baby food, it's just easier for the baby to digest, but it's still a full apple and a full peach. Same thing with smoothies.
Right. But you're not eating all of, you're just kind of taking a little bit of each vegetable, right? I mean, because that would be a lot of calories. Or would it?
Yeah, it depends. I mean, you know, so our, well, there's a difference between juices and smoothies. And for something like the juices, like some of our juices have 7 servings of vegetables in them, sometimes up to 2 pounds. Like that would be tough for someone to eat over the whole day. And it's 40 calories.
Amazing. What kind of impact does that have on your body? If you've, I'm sure you've followed people that have done these juice diets.
Yeah. I mean, the short answer is that it has a massive impact. I mean, even if you're not doing just the juices, if you just switch to a whole foods, like that's the number one requirement is whole food, meaning no processed food diet, and have it be predominantly plant-based. So a whole food plant-based diet, you're going to see, I mean, essentially like unbelievable results in 2 weeks. We're talking, you know, cholesterol's normalizing, blood pressure's normalizing, weight loss like you've never seen, especially if you've got weight to lose, could be 10, 15 pounds in 2 weeks. And this is just from, then this is like eating as much as you really want, not even restricting your eating. Then if you take it up a level and go to a juice cleanse or a juice fast, you're going to see incredibly quick and massive results on your physical body, like your physical appearance, your skin, as well as your sleep, your mood. And then if you get your blood work done, you're going to kind of be blown away.
But a juice fast is not sustainable. The changing the lifestyle habit is, right?
Yeah, absolutely not. The juice fast is a fast. You know, it is not meant to be done for a prolonged period of time. A lot of people use it to kickstart their health program. It's enough of a shakeup of their kind of their habitual pattern around what they're doing. You know, usually, you know, when I say good or bad, it's usually they're trying to shake up the bad to kickstart them into a sustainable long-term eating program where they're not really feeling like they're compromising anything, but they're still making massive improvements on their health.
I understand you got like a big client in the Phillies. Is that right?
Yeah. So yeah, we've worked with some of the sports teams in Philadelphia and the Phillies. Actually, we have custom recipes, juice recipes that we've created in conjunction with their nutritionist. And it's part of their, you know, their daily nutrition program, that the players eat, that the players consume every day.
So if people want to like eat like the Phillies eat, then where can they get that information?
They can just visit our website. They can go on bluepearlcafe.com or juicedoctor.org. There's a bunch of information on the website, but really all of the juices we make are that caliber of nutrition. So wherever they want to start, whatever piques their interest, whatever gets them committed, that's a great place to start. And any of our customers can reach out anytime and speak with me or another one of our team members directly if they've got specific questions about their specific health goals. And we can help them create a program that works for them.
So are you also nutritionists that help people with their health goals?
So, you know, nutritionists, I think it's a word that gets thrown around a lot. I do have a certification in nutrition, but to be clear, we're not registered dietitians, which is a different level of credential. And, you know, I don't think there's a better or a worse. It's more of like a academia approach to nutrition versus a staying on top of the current modern research approach. I'm for the latter, and seeing what's constantly out there, what's constantly being improved, and then experimenting on myself and experimenting on, you know, people who are really into seeing what works and what doesn't work for them, and then taking those results and creating products and programs around them. So that's more along the lines of what we do at Juice Doctor and Blue Pearl.
So the Juice Doctor isn't actually a doctor.
No, it's not. But we do work with a bunch of them.
You do. Do they help you like create plans and stuff?
Yeah. So, well, when we first started out, we were sponsored by Drexel University's Nutritional Sciences Department, and they kind of kicked off the whole juicing protocol and really dug into the science of different ingredients and different blends and different mixes and recipes. And since then, we have consistently connected with local doctors throughout the area for either specific programs and protocols where we'll actually collaborate with them and say, hey, you know, our clients want this or they're struggling with this. We're thinking about doing X, Y, and Z. What do you think? And they'll come back and say, sounds good, but you should try this, this, and this. Or the other way around, they'll say, you know, I'm trying to develop a, you know, chemotherapy protocol for my patients that helps relieve their nausea. Right now, it's only these like chemical goos. Can you create something that has X potassium, X magnesium, et cetera, and an anti-nausea herb and try that? So it kind of goes both ways, which is really awesome. That's, you know, that's really where we get excited is working on that high level of medical science, health, nutrition, as well as staying on top of all the new developments and trying to come up with stuff that helps people.
So what can you tell us about like the latest trends? Or let's talk about, I mean, if we're talking about COVID and obesity being one of the underlying health factors and then people like losing their energy, is there a juice or a way, any recommendations for people to lose weight and get their energy up?
Totally. I mean, it's the beauty of this, you know, kind of science and this protocol is it's the way to do mostly everything is all the same. So to boost your immunity as well as boost your overall health, lower your chance of essentially every chronic disease, as well as lose weight, look great, have more energy, is eat the rainbow of fruits and vegetables. Be conscious of trying to eat something from every single color of the produce family every day, because those colors are nature's signal to us and to all the other things that eat them of what's inside. So red fruits and vegetables have different phytochemicals than yellow ones and orange ones, and they're all different. And we need all of them to have a balanced, a balanced immune system and a balanced, healthy lifestyle. So number one is eat the rainbow. It's also really fun and beautiful. And number two is just eat enough of it. So your goal for the day shouldn't be focusing on macronutrients and saying, all right, how much protein did I get? How much carbs? How much fat? Oh, did I have too much fat? Should I cut my carbs? You don't really need to worry about that unless you have some type of athletic goal you're going for. Like you're, you know, a professional athlete or a bodybuilder, or you're like cutting weight for a fight or something. If you're not one of those people, you should just focus on, did I get my 10 to 15 servings of all those different colored fruits and vegetables, nuts, seeds, and grains today? If you do those two simple things and those come before, I want my ice cream or should I have wine tonight? As long as you knock those out, you're like well along the way to living a very healthy lifestyle. And after you get that down, of course you can refine it. And of course you can go deeper. And of course you can make it more suitable and sustainable for your individual goals. But that's really it. It's, you know, I think people a lot of times want a more complicated answer, but it's the answer your grandmother told you when you were five. Eat your vegetables and eat a lot of them and eat them from all different colors and start there. And once you start there, I think most people are going to have a very, very positive result and be motivated to explore more on developing something that's exactly what works for them.
And what are some of the biggest challenges that your clients say they have when it comes to their health goals?
I think what it comes down to is more of like accountability. So yeah, that's the biggest problem is like, oh, I went to a restaurant, they didn't have this, or I didn't get to go shopping, so I couldn't eat this today. So it's like that accountability, that discipline. That's, I think, most people's biggest health, you know, their biggest holdback in any health goal, whether you're, you know, trying to eat better or trying to work out more or trying to meditate or sleep more or whatever it is. It's all about that discipline and accountability and sticking to it. And it's no different from our clients and, you know, and the people that we work with. And so that's why, you know, I personally believe that juice is just such a great, easy way to take all the pressure off And the accountability is baked into our program because our juices are fresh. They only last for a couple days. So if you get a delivery and it's sitting in your fridge, you're looking at it being like, I better drink this or I'm throwing away really expensive bottles of juice. I'm going to drink it. So getting on the subscription service is the accountability and the discipline's kind of baked in there, as well as the convenience. So that's, I think that's the biggest holdback is when people, or, you know, when they get started, they're like, oh my gosh, I have no idea what I'm doing. I don't know how to eat all this stuff. That's fairly simple to get over. It's the sticking with it that most people struggle with.
So Blue Pearl Cafe, I understand, is that that's a vegetarian cafe?
Yeah, well, we call it plant-based. Vegetarians would still have eggs and dairy, and we don't have those at our cafe.
So plant-based. And are you preparing for, what are you doing to prepare for indoor dining at 25%?
Well, luckily, before COVID hit, our cafe was designed to be a fast casual grab and go. So we had limited seating already. We have a big grab-and-go fridge when you walk in. Everything can be pre-ordered online or by phone. And many of the things that are fresh, we are pre-preparing. So if you order them, they are ready within less than a minute and you're in and out the door. So with indoor dining, we're still, you know, that never really was our plan. So we're kind of sticking to that as far as that goes for the foreseeable future.
Lucky you guys.
Yeah, we lucked out on that part.
Well, best of luck to you. Anything you want to add about Blue Pearl Cafe, as you know, because this is your first brick and mortar?
No, I would just encourage everyone to come out and check it out and see how delicious eating really the healthiest foods on the planet can be. Our cafe is not just the basic stuff you would find at a vegetarian or vegan cafe. Almost all of our smoothies, coffees, and teas are enhanced with medicinal mushrooms, adaptogenic herbs, amino acids, all of which are incredibly healthy. They are extra boosts to the already powerful nutrients in the fruits and vegetables, and they're all super delicious. So I would just encourage everyone to see what it feels like to eat this way for a couple days.
And where can we get more information about, say, are the recipes on your website? Are, you know, is the information, the nutritional information on your website?
The ingredient science is on our website, and our menu is on our website. So that's the place you can go to see the ingredient science, to see what we're offering currently. But the best way to get more information is just to come into Blue Pearl and ask any questions you have, or just get in touch with us. We set up consultations with people all the time who have questions about juicing, about doing a juice cleanse, about transitioning to a plant-based diet. And we love talking to people and helping them through that.
FJ Leto is the founder of Juice Doctor and now the new Blue Pearl Cafe. Blue Pearl Cafe is located at 44 Rittenhouse Place in Ardmore. Congratulations on your new restaurant, FJ.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.